A man has given a harrowing account of the consequences to his life after going into state care in the 1970s. Earl White, which is a pseudonym, has given evidence to the Abuse in Care Royal Commission sitting in Auckland. Mr. White was physically abused by his father and stepfather before going to Epuni Boys School and Hokio Beach School. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing.
On arrival at the Epuni Boys' Home, Mr. White was placed in a secure unit for a few days and only allowed out for 1 hour a day. As a young boy, he was totally bewildered.
I remember sitting there crying, wondering what was going on, frightened of being locked in the cell.
He says a kingpin structure existed where older boys assaulted younger ones. Mr. White doesn't remember getting much formal learning.
For education, I didn't receive any education apart from learning how to steal cars and break into houses and shops.
At Hokio Residential Home, sexual abuse started.
I know from records that I was taken off Hokio school premises on 13 separate occasions. This would be often be with other boys. We would go to Mr. House or for a drive to the beach or to the bin. When we went to his house, they would take boys into his room.
Mr. White left state care at the age of 15. He says what followed were years of alcohol and cannabis addiction, burglaries, and eventually two prison terms.
It might be hard to understand, but I found the periods I spent in prison easier than the time in the welfare homes, because the prison guards were doing their jobs and they were more caring, and I felt safer at night.
Mr. White says he's been trapped in a life of crime and drugs and health issues related to cigarettes, which he started smoking at the age of 7. He has one wish.
Try and do something for my children and grandchildren before I die, because as it is at the moment, if I die, I'm just a burden on them, because they can't afford to pay for any funeral.
He describes the 12-year process of seeking redress as a nightmare.
The Crown treated me like an defendant in a criminal trial rather than a victim of abuse. The whole process felt me, made me leave feeling re-traumatised and abused all over again.
After a number of settlement offers were turned down by the Crown, his case ended up in the High Court, which accepted the findings of abuse, but his financial claim wasn't successful. The Ministry for Social Development ended up paying him $25,000 with an apology. Mr. White describes both as a joke and insult. For Checkpoint, Cor Andrew McRae 10A.